Now, there are problems when you first start a wing in that you're operating in the downwash that you've created right at the start. Now, if you were to impulsively start a wing, so go from naught to whatever instantly, then much like intermeshing cogs, flow circulation builds up around the wing and it leaves behind circulating vortex called a starting vortex in that conservation of momentum way of equal magnitude but opposite direction. And what that the effect of that is that you have to travel about 7 chord lengths, which is the distance from your leading to trailing edge, before the wing is really generating its maximum lift for that speed. Now, that's fine for an aircraft because as you accelerate at JFK, you leave behind your starting vortex on the runway, and that links into the trailing wing tip vortices. And then finally, you shed your bound vortex when you land at London Heathrow. You leave this very, very, very long, thin vortex ring in your wake. Now, of course, viscous effects mean that that's not all present at the same time, but that is the theory behind how aircraft fly from New York to London.